I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Outgoing House Agriculture Committee Chairman Colin Peterson says there's something in the latest COVID relief package for growers who were left out of the first relief program in March. Peterson pointed specifically to the inclusion of ethanol producers who saw a drop in demand. Also included in the latest relief package are livestock and poultry producers who had to depopulate herds and flocks as a result of supply chain disruptions. The $900 billion bill contains help for dairy farmers, funding for small and mid-sized livestock processors for federal inspections on increased demand. The bill includes $13 billion for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, and there's a 15% increase in benefits for SNAP recipients for 6 months. Peterson said the effects of the pandemic are still being seen all along the food supply chain. Folks are still struggling to get enough to eat, and farmers are still reeling from disruptions to the marketplace. He said the bill isn't perfect, but it reflects a compromise and goes a long way toward getting us through a hard time and back to normal. Some Republicans opposed the new round of stimulus checks as Democrats were pushing for the larger checks. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the work is not finished.
We must do more. And when we come back in January, that will be job number one.
The bill includes stimulus checks for Americans making less than $75,000 a year, $600 for every adult and dependent. Direct payments could be arriving by next week.
I'm Maura Bennett. Thank you for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.